Hello and welcome to another episode of Messy Magic. This is season 2, episode 2. I'm so excited to be able to say that. I am your host, Nadee Guy, and this is the podcast where we talk about life in all its messiness and the magic that is in that life, even when it is messy. And just the fact that we all have mess in our lives one way or another, even when things are going really well, there's often some mess that makes us uncomfortable in one way or another. So this is the podcast where we celebrate that mess. So thank you so, so much for being here. This is a bit of a journey, this podcast, for me, and this season is all about being a little bit more organized and structured with what I want to talk about. But in saying that, I'm up to week 2 and I'm already at least 3 days late on publishing this episode. So as you can see, I allow myself to be messy with this podcast, because I think that that's embodying what the podcast is all about. It's sometimes the perfectionist in us is not our friend. And I don't know if you'll be able to hear that in the background or not, but there's a plover outside my window squawking. And so there may be maybe background noises as well in the podcast. So I'm not apologizing for those, because it's all a part of the vision of living a real life. So thank you again for being here. Today I want to talk about the value and the how-to of sensitizing to our body's wisdom and the desires that live within us, how to tap into a deeper sense of sensuality, and how to really bring more aliveness to your life. It's something that I've been playing with and learning a lot more about over the past sort of 12 to 18 months, and it has been such a revelation for me that I'm really excited to share it and to talk about it. And yeah, just share with you what I've learned and what I think is really worth knowing and understanding. And so I've got a few bits and pieces that I want to talk about today. But before I do that, I wanted to mention that I have a new program that's ready for the world that I'm really excited about. It's called Back to Nature, and it is all about reconnecting with your body, your body's wisdom, and the messages that live within your body that are just waiting to be uncovered. And it's also about reconnecting with nature, literally, like going out and connecting with nature, and the fact that as humans, we are animals, and there are so many gifts that belong to us inherently because of the nature of our bodies and the way that we move through the world. And I think a lot of those gifts are things that we're not necessarily taught or encouraged to explore, but they are so, so beautiful and so potentially powerful if you could tap into them. So I've developed this program, and yeah, it's ready. It's ready for you. It's a one-to-one coaching container across 12 weeks where we dive into sensitivity. So I help you move through layers of sensitivity to your body's wisdom. And we'll explore a little bit about that today. We also explore what it means to play with uncomfortable feelings and going to the outer edges of your comfort zone and dipping your toe into feelings and experiences that may cause a little bit of discomfort or feel a bit risky, and not in a dangerous way, very much always within safety, but just in terms of exploring what it means to play with those darker emotions and explore the messages that they might have for you. And then we also dive into deeper layers of self-love and pleasure and power and what happens when you have this unshakable core strength of self-love, and then when life throws curveballs, which ultimately it does, you're so much better positioned to handle them with grace and ease. So it's one-to-one coaching across 12 weeks, and it's also, there'll be a private podcast all around our connection with nature and what that means in our everyday modern life, as well as journal prompts, and then in between session support as well via text. So it's my brand new program. I'm super excited about it. It's the first time that I'm releasing it, so there'll be a super special price. And if you want to find out more, or if you think there's someone who might be interested, you can just go to my website, nadiguy.co/nature, and you can find out a little bit more there, or pop in your details to jump on a call with me and find out if it's a program that would be a good fit for you. I'd love to chat with you. So today's topic is all around sensitivity and how to sensitize to the wisdom of your body, the desires that you hold within you, and the messages that may be, I was going to say lurking, but that's not a very nice word, residing, living within you that you might not be aware of. Because quite honestly, unless we have either, I think, an innate ability to do this kind of inner exploration, or we're taught to do it, which I think in, at least in my culture, we're really not taught to do, then it's a gift and experience that we don't really know how to navigate or even really appreciate the power of. So I'm really excited to chat a little bit about that today. So I guess to start off with, you know, why would you want to be more sensitive to your body, to your body's wisdom? And in my experience, there's a few really good reasons for this. One is to really know what you want. And I know that might sound a bit surface level, a bit easy. You know, doesn't everyone know what they want? But I don't think people necessarily do. I think a lot of times we are sold a dream or a fairy tale or a story that we end up believing we should want in life, but it's not necessarily what you want. Deep within your being, within your soul, you know, your life's purpose is not necessarily what you were told to want. So that's something that lives within you. And if you can sensitize to what it means, what it feels like to be tapped into what you really desire, what you really want, then you're in a much better position to make it happen. Also, being sensitive to your body's wisdom, to your body's messages, allows you to feel more fulfilled, because it just, I mean, imagine the difference between not really being sure what you want or not really being sure what's right for you versus having a wisdom, having a deep knowing that this is right or this is wrong or that's what I want or that's not what I want. it's a really good pathway to fulfillment. Also, when you need to make a decision or navigate a situation in life, if you're sensitive to your inner world, you will have a much easier time knowing what's right. It doesn't necessarily mean that it will be easy to make a decision or to navigate a situation or to take action in line with what feels right. That's a different type of integrity, but you know, knowing what's true for you is step number one. And then another way that being sensitive to your inner voice, your inner wisdom, is maximizing pleasure and play. Because if you can tap into that aliveness, that that inner spark, and kind of knowing what that feels like, it opens up whole new worlds of pleasure and aliveness in your life. And who doesn't want that? And so ultimately, it's all about experiencing life with more depth and even more fully. When I was starting to think about this episode and just putting some notes together on my phone, I was sitting outside on the concrete under the awning in the sun, and I was planning this episode and I was thinking about examples, and I just realized that as a part of sitting there, I was enjoying the warmth on my legs. There was a light breeze brushing over my skin, and I had this awareness that was right there. Like as soon as I sort of started to turn inward, even just a little bit, I had this awareness that I'm alive and the pleasure that I was experiencing. And it brings this kind of radiance to the most simple of moments. And, you know, as we all know, life is made up of moments. So every moment that we can tap into and experience more of the fullness of life and of our experience of life, the more radiant, the more vibrant life is. And what a beautiful thing. So those are some of the reasons that it's a really great asset, a treasure to have, to be able to tap into your inner wisdom. Now, in terms of how to do it, at least in my experience, it's a practice. This is something that doesn't necessarily come easy to everyone, but what I believe is that it's really great to start small and to start when it's easy, because then when you've got higher stakes, if you're in a situation in life where you need to make a decision or navigate a situation, or you know, your sensitivity to your wisdom is more important, then it's easier to tap into. Like it's easier to rely on that skill when you've got the practice. I guess it's like anything. It's easy to start small and practice when the stakes are not so high, and then when the stakes are higher, you've got that as a skill that's ready to go. So I'd like to at this point just invite you to give it a try. So we just begin to gradually slow ourselves down. Now, you might be doing something else while you're listening to this podcast, and your mind might be in different places. You might be half listening to me, half thinking about something else. You might be driving or exercising or cleaning or walking the dog. These are all things I do when I'm listening to podcasts, as you might be able to tell. And so I just invite you to now just bring those parts of yourself back and to begin to bring your awareness and your attention into the current moment so that we can begin to attune with the inner wisdom that you have. Now, if it is safe to do so, I'd invite you to close your eyes. Obviously, if you're driving or walking, that's not going to be practical, but you can still do this exercise. And as we begin to slow down, just take a breath. And start to turn your attention inwards. And as you breathe, just noticing your body in the space that it's in. Noticing the support that's beneath you. Now remembering that there's no judgment here. It's really important to be accepting of whatever is right now. And this little nugget in itself has been so supportive for me, both in this practice of tuning into your body and your sensitivity, but also out in the world. And really, that's what messy magic is about, is accepting what is right now. And so with that in mind, just notice now whichever sensation for you is the loudest. And by that, I mean, what are you noticing the most? It might be one of your senses, sight, touch, etc. You could be having a thought or a feeling or an energy. And just noticing whatever is asking for your attention, the loudest. And now just see if you can slow down and stay with that sensation or that experience. Just continue to turn your attention there. And see for a moment if you can welcome it. Even if it's an uncomfortable one or something that you'd rather not be experiencing, just see if you can welcome it into your experience. And this next part I found to be one of the most challenging, which is to see if you can move your body in a way that sensation would have you move. Now, this could be a whole session on its own and a whole other explanation. But just for now, see if you can move in a way that the sensation would have you move. Asking your body, your sensation, to move your body. And we're not trying to relieve the sensation or change it in any way. The whole idea here is just to be with it. And just remembering again that there's no right or wrong. There's only what's right for you. And this really is the center of the practice. This is how you tap into your inner world with more attention, with a little bit more slowness. And this is how you begin to understand yourself more deeply. And this is a practice that I learned through my studies with the School of Embodied Arts on my journey to become a certified feminine embodiment coach. You can begin to connect with ways of honoring your needs with more integrity because you're tapping into what's true for you, what's going on underneath all those external things that are happening in the world. Tapping into you, your truth. And really, this is one of the biggest ways that we partner together in one of my coaching sessions as a feminine embodiment coach is tuning inwards to your truth and exploring what that means for you. So as you might imagine, this could be applied in so many ways, in any challenge or desire that you have in your life. You can tap in and ask your body what the truth is here. Like, what's the truth for me? And that question is such a powerful question in so, so many ways, and is such a portal to a whole new world. And I have seen and been a part of, either as coach or as client, of so many incredible magical moments just by slowing down and being open to whatever comes up in a coaching session. It's really difficult. It's actually really hard. It's really difficult to explain in words until you experience it, which doesn't help me as a podcast host, to be honest. But I hope that by kind of taking you through this exercise and demonstrating a little bit about how it can work, that you can sort of start to understand the power of it. And how it could be applied to life, to really get a sense of what's true for me, what's in integrity for me, what do I deeply desire, or what do I need to do here to be in alignment with my truth. And then from there, as you begin to understand yourself better, and to act in integrity with that, then your sense of self-love, self-confidence, self-care, self-esteem, all of those things deepen more and more and more the more you get into this practice and you get used to kind of living in this way, I guess. And coaching is there to support you, but really it's a way of life. And for me, it's changed my life over the space of 12 months. I can't say enough about it, but I'd love to invite you to experience it with me. I hope that this kind of demonstrates a little bit about, you know, the value of sensitizing to your inner world. And there's so much more to explore. It's so much fun. It's so much, it's so supportive in life. And it's something to really play with and to be open to falling in love with. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit of a different one, with the exercise in there, but, thank you again for being here with me all the way through to the end. And don't forget to check out my program, Back to Nature. If you're listening to this in real time in sort of August, September 2023, it's nadiguy.co/nature. I'll put the link in the show notes of the episode. Thank you again for being here today. I'll be back with you again really soon. Also, before I go, I should mention you can join my email list. I have just started sending out regular emails, which are links to bits and pieces I've been up to, but they also have exclusive messages in them for my subscribers. So it will relate to whatever's been going on in life over the past week, and whatever message I'm feeling called to send my subscribers, and it'll be something that's supportive for you or an exercise for you or something that you can tap into to make your life more magical this week. That's the idea anyway. If you're interested in joining the email list, just go to my website and you'll find the form in the footer of every page. So just go to nadiguy.co. Again, I've put the link in the show notes. Thanks again so much for being here. I'll be with you again really soon. And in the meantime, I hope you have a magical day.